Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Today's spot is on, who is George Floyd? Sham protests, riots, looting, mayhem, and anarchy. Today's the seventh day of mass so-called protests and demonstrations, which are in reality riots, looting, arson, madness, mayhem, and anarchy, and has put government officials, law enforcement officers, and protesters at odds in cities across the United States after an African-American man was murdered in police custody in Minneapolis on Memorial Day by a Minneapolis police officer. It's one thing to protest, but these people that are out there, I'd say 1% to 10%, that's 1 out of 100 to 10 out of 100 are actually protesting. The rest are not African Americans. They're white kids from all across the country. Bust in, come in. Where do they get the money? They're looting stores. They come equipped with bricks, weapons, hammers, objects that can destroy things. They're breaking windows, burning buildings, burning police cars, attacking police, attacking residents, stealing, theft. It's incredible. This is riots. This is mayhem. This is chaos. This is anarchy. This is not a protest. While some may be actually trying to protest, they don't even have the chance. And the police are doing nothing. The governors are doing nothing. The mayors are doing nothing. They're allowing this to happen. Why? This is the major question. Why is being allowed to happen? I can't understand it, except maybe they want it to happen. Maybe they want to spread more mass mayhem. Maybe it's political. I don't know. But the mayors could have stopped it. It's so easy. When Giuliani was mayor of New York, they arrested 700 people at one time. As Dan Bongino said on Fox News, you throw one brick at a police officer, you get arrested. You throw two bricks, you get arrested. There is no third brick. Yet these looters, these arsonists, these criminals, these anarchists have constantly burned buildings across the country in over 55 cities. They've smashed glass windows. They've robbed stores with impunity. No police around. No police coming to arrest them. They robbed hundreds of thousands of dollars from stores. They even hit a Rolex store, which I'm sure they robbed millions of dollars because it was full. And the police had to know that the Rolex store was there and full, and it allowed them to do it. The police presence was terrible, was nowhere. And yet these people who, under the guise of protesting the murder of the African-American man in Minneapolis, have decided to destroy things. They've put incendiary devices and hidden them to explode. They've attacked the White House. They've had explosive devices. They've attacked the police. They've injured the police, injured Secret Service agents. It's complete madness. And yet it continues. The governors and mayors keep saying they're going to call out the National Guard. Nothing happens. The National Guard comes out, they don't do anything. Again, it's allowed to continue. All they have to do is put two, three National Guardsmen per block, and the looters will stop. They actually have residents, local people, who are stopping the looters, more than the police. There's plenty of police. There's plenty of National Guard. It's just the rioting continues, and some people still try to say it's protesting. I have no idea what they're protesting by smashing windows with hammers and other weapons they bring along and throwing bricks and burning buildings to the ground, destroying police cars, beating up people. What are they protesting? The high prices in the store so they think they'll steal it? Or are they trying out for a game show? But you know something? We haven't heard about COVID-19, the coronavirus, in 7 days. Not a word. You know what? Maybe if they'd broken up store windows over 1,000, robbed over $1 million, I think they found the vaccine. COVID-19 is gone. Disappeared. It's amazing, isn't it? This brings to mind one of my favorite people, George Carlin, who said, "People are wonderful. I love individuals. I hate groups of people. I hate a group of people with a common purpose, because pretty soon they have little hats and then armbands and then fight songs and a list of people they're going to visit at 3 a.m. Where have we heard and seen that before? He also said, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. Well, here's proof. Here's a few things that have happened so far. an African-American protester was killed in a struggle with local business owner on Saturday, one of several killings. In Oakland, California, a contract security federal officer was killed and another one injured in a shooting. People had set fire to the third precinct in Minneapolis, the police station. The police abandoned it, let them burn it down. This is just adding fuel to the fire, so to speak. No pun intended, to allow them, to give them power and strength to see what they can get away with. Police are ignoring what they're doing. These are criminals. These are looters. These are thieves. These are anarchists. They broke into a Wells Fargo bank, then they burnt it down. They're burning police cars. They're facing CNN building and other buildings. Then they started burning churches. But the news still calls them protesters. We have to stop using the word protesters. What are they protesting by destroying, burning, and looting? They're not protesting anything. Just separate groups, maybe 1 out of 10, maybe 1 out of 100 is a legitimate protester. The rest are Antifa and just people out to steal and take advantage of the situation. Even the mayor de Blasio of New York, his daughter was arrested with the looters. Celebrities, they're bailing out the criminals. I'd like to see that how it happened if they raided their house and looted it and then burnt it to the ground with everything they own. The President Trump had to be taken to an underground bunker in the White House on Friday. No idea. At least 75 cities have seen protests in these days. And mayors in more than 2 dozen cities imposed curfews, which were ignored and nothing was done. No one was arrested. They were not enforced. It's just incredible. More than 1,400 people have been arrested, though, in 16 cities since Thursday for other offenses. And more than 500 of those happened in Los Angeles on Friday. Even the victim's brother is saying that the rioting is wrong. So it continues. And these people, Antifa, anarchists, criminals, looters, arsonists, if these crimes happen without a situation behind this so-called protest, everyone would be in jail. These are serious federal crimes, felonies. These are dangerous crimes. These are crimes that would not go unpunished. Yet, because under the guise of protesting, they're allowed to get away with it. When the answer is so simple. The president has said the mayors and governors are weak. They're less than weak. They're worse. They could have stopped this in 1 day, 2 days maximum. Now it's 7 days with no end in sight. And it just continues. How much more has to be stolen and robbed? I couldn't believe what I watched on TV. Most people have seen it. Cities burning. America is burning. People are rioting everywhere. Stealing, looting. They come just to smash things with hammers and weapons and torches and to just out of control. The whole country is out of control right now. And I don't see any resolution. While no one can deny the horrendous act of murder that was perpetrated on an African-American man in Minneapolis by a Minneapolis police officer, it's still no excuse for this looting and anarchy and mayhem and mass theft and arson and everything else that's continuing. There's no excuse. It cannot happen. It cannot continue. And it cannot be called protesting any longer. Soon it's going to turn political, you can bet on it. The Democrats will start blaming President Trump and the Republicans, and this is what's going to happen. It's inevitable. And the looters and rioters and Antifa members and anarchists will get away with it. Thousands will go unpunished, and this is what happens. This is the state of affairs today. So that brings us back to my first statement. Who is George Floyd? Well, George Floyd is the African-American man who was murdered by the Minneapolis police officer, the one we were talking about. Probably half of the people who heard this don't even know his name. Probably three quarters of the people in America don't even know his name. They certainly don't know anything about him. George Floyd was a 46-year-old African-American man who grew up in Houston, Texas. He played sports in high school and later at a community college in Florida. He moved to Minneapolis 4 or 5 years ago. He worked as a bouncer at a restaurant. and the owner of the restaurant was also his landlord. Before the restaurant had to close its on-site dining due to the coronavirus. Everyone here loved him, the owner said, adding that Floyd was a very calm and nice guy who wanted to learn to dance and once drove an intoxicated diner home from the restaurant. Good man, good person. People who knew the man, George Floyd, who was killed in the violent police incident, say he was always cheerful, a gentle giant who was laid off from work when Minnesota shut down. Before his death from a Minneapolis police officer's knee, George Floyd was suffering the same fate as millions of Americans during the coronavirus pandemic, out of work and looking for a new job. He was looking to start over fresh, a new beginning. He was happy with the change he was making. As a teen in Texas, he was a football star, and he was still called back then the gentle giant. He is the victim here. In fact, his brother was on TV today, and he said, George would not want this. He said, I'm here. I'm not out looting and rioting and destroying and burning. I'm here. I'm here to honor my brother. We should all be here to honor my brother and remember him. His name, he yelled out, George Floyd. Remember the name George Floyd. He went on to say, peace on the left, justice on the right. Peace on the left, justice on the right. George Floyd. So let's honor George Floyd. And remember, this is the real issue here, not the looting, the rioting, the anarchists, Antifa. I hope they're designated, as President Trump said, as a domestic terror organization. They are terrorists. And the looters and the rioters and the thieves and the arsonists should all be put in jail. Unfortunately, it probably won't happen. But again, let's honor the memory of George Floyd. He's the real, true victim here, and this is what happens. Happens all too often. God bless George, and rest in peace. Take care, everyone, and God bless.